How did you get here? How did you come to be in this very spot this morning? Many of you are thinking to yourself, well, Pastor Al, I drove here. I suppose most of you did drive or even ride in a car from your home to church. You would have driven on roads, maybe keeping a careful watch on the road signs so that you didn't get lost. Others who have been here many times really don't need to pay attention to the road signs anymore. Your attention may have been focused on some other signs, like stopping when the light is red, or maybe speeding up when it turned yellow. I'm sure everyone obeyed the speed limit signs on their way here this morning, and maybe even used that little lever on the left side of your steering column. What's that called again? Oh yeah, blinkers or turn signals. An important sign to other drivers that you may be turning. But how did you get here? To this place in your life? More specifically, how did you become a believer? I think we could all come up with some sort of technical answer, maybe even remembering our catechism days. It may even sound a little something like this. While I was dead in my trespasses and sin, God in the person of the Holy Spirit used the means of grace, word and sacrament, to create faith in my heart. These same word and sacraments feed and strengthen my faith and sustain me as a believer until my faith is perfected on the day of my death or on the day of judgment when Christ returns to unite body and soul to everlasting life. Not bad, right? But while that may be a pretty good technical answer, it's probably not the answer that most people would give. So what's your answer? How did you become a believer? For me personally, I tend to give my grandparents a lot of credit. My older sister and I lived with my grandparents for 4 years, my second grade to sixth grade years. They took us to church every Sunday with rare exception. Made sure we went to Sunday school, even drilled us on our Bible's verse memorization. They also helped us to practice our lines for the Christmas program. Even taught me to sing, "I am so glad," each Christmas Eve in Norwegian. And no, I don't remember the words, so you're not going to get an example of me singing it. But you know, as I think back, I remember having faith even before then. I believe I was in first grade. My mom was divorced, and it was just the three of us living in a rental house in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. It wasn't far from our school, so my sister and I would walk there home most days. I remember this one evening, it was pretty late, my mom was having a huge fight with her boyfriend of the time. It was pretty bad, they were yelling and slamming doors. But I remember staring out of my bedroom window and praying to God. I can't really remember what I prayed for, but I would imagine that the prayer was that the fight would end and that God would save me. More importantly, my prayer to God was a sign that I had faith even then. I don't remember going to church at the time. In fact, I would kind of think I'd be pretty surprised if we had. So I can't tell you when or where or even how I was exposed to the Word. All I can say is that I had faith. Faith to pray to my Heavenly Father to save me. Our Gospel reading for today ends with these words. Now Jesus did many other signs to the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in His name. Signs written down so that you may believe, that you may receive the gift of faith, and by having faith, have eternal life. I have that. See, if you go through my safe at home, among the other important papers such as the title to our house, our life insurance policies, and even the kids' immunization records, you'll find another important document. My certificate of baptism. It certifies, it proves that I was received into the Holy Christian Church through the sacrament of holy baptism In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, at North New Hope Lutheran Church, Route 1, Amherst Junction, Wisconsin, on March 13, 1966, by the Reverend Paul O. Monsey. The faith mystery is solved. I am a baptized child of God. And what does baptism give? Through the water and the word, God performed a sign, a miracle, when he took me, a helpless baby, dead in trespasses and sin, and made me one of his children. As Pastor Monson sprinkled water over my head in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he plunged me into the depths of the water, uniting me with Jesus in his death. As I was brought out of the depths of this watery grave, I was united with Jesus in his resurrection, given faith, and by faith, eternal life. And it is to this sign that I clung that day many years ago, not knowing how or why. It is to this sign that I cling to today, a lot older and a little wiser, knowing and having proof that I am a child of God. Now, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. Baptism is just one of the signs that is written about in the Bible. If you looked up the word sign in a Bible dictionary, you would read that the word sign is used for or interchangeable with the word miracle. According to the New Bible Dictionary, the Gospel of John seems to highlight the use of signs, as it mentions signs more than the other Gospels, 17 times to be exact. But signs are just not from the book of John or the Gospels. The whole Bible is full of signs and wonders, from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22. From beginning to end, the Bible records signs and miracles for a purpose, to show us God. And there have been some doozies of miracles, haven't there? What about the formation of the world in 6 days? Pretty great, I would say. Points us to God. How about the 10 plagues? Not bad. Showed the magicians of Egypt who was boss. Of course, there was the parting of the Red Sea, the wandering in the desert for 40 years with not a Kroger in sight. And, well, you know, the list could go on and on. But the signs all had one purpose, to show the people their God. And that really is the purpose of John's Gospel, to show people that Jesus is God. Starting at the River Jordan, continuing through Jesus' first miracle, turning water into wine, and beyond, Jesus wanted people to believe that he is the Christ, so that they would have faith in him. But some of the signs weren't as bold as those that I just listed. Not all of the signs were purely physical. What about the written prophecy from Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Or the suffering servant songs from Isaiah 52 and 53 that detail the abuse and manner of death of Jesus Christ the Messiah. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. All like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Or the haunting words of Psalm 22, that Jesus cries from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? The 3 hours of darkness, the ripping of the temple curtain, all the physical signs or prophecies written that lead up to and culminate on Good Friday are pretty great. But the greatest of all signs is yet to come. Paul, in his inspired letter to the Corinthians, recognizes that this whole thing, all that has been written about or happened up to this point in history, is all for nothing if Christ hasn't been raised from the dead. From chapter 15. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. I believe with Paul that the greatest sign of all time is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Better than the creation of the world, better than the parting of the Red Sea, even better than turning water into wine. The resurrection is what gives us eternal life. Paul continues to write, "But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. United to the water and the word into his death, we are also united into Christ in his resurrection. And because we have been resurrected from the dead with him, we too have eternal life. We are saved. This is the good news. This is the gospel. This outshines all the other signs and wonders. And it is in this that we have our hope." 45 years ago, I had the same hope that God would save me, and he did. I stand before you today as a believer in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Why? Because 50 years ago, on March 13th, 1966, I received the gift of faith, and I didn't even know it. There was a sign, a miracle, a baptism, that instilled faith in the heart of a five-week-old little boy. There were, and there still are, people like my grandparents around me that helped me to remember that sign. God has also given me the sign of his body and blood in the sacrament of Holy Communion. It is to this body and blood of Christ that I cling, for it strengthens my faith and forgives my sin. And it is under the sign of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that I hear the sweet words of absolution. And it is in the Bible that I read of the signs and wonders that point me to my Savior. And that's how I got here. I let the signs show me the way to faith in Christ. But the signs aren't just for me. They're for you too. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have faith in his name. Follow the signs for yourself. Believe and have life in his name. Amen.